99.5 The Mountain.
Mountain Mornings with Ian Canfield.
Good morning, Ian Canfield here. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a good one so far. Thank you for starting it with The Mountain. I have Rod Stewart tickets up for grabs around 7 this morning. It's a great day for Stranger Things. It's officially the most watched series of the 2025-2026 season. Stranger Things got nearly 33 million viewers. Now, is everyone who was a big fan happy with the end of Stranger Things? Now, you've had about 6 months to come to terms with it. More or less? You know, I was a big fan of Hacks, which I think has been excellent for 5 seasons, and that finished on HBO last night. Don't tell me how it ends. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm very pleased to report that for the longest time, I've been using my friend Sam's password for HBO, right? And I've been concerned because she's got a family plan, and Sam is currently going through a divorce. But unless something comes to a head in those negotiations today, I think I'm at least going to be able to see all of Hacks for free. So thanks, Sam. My next thing is, I still haven't finished The Sopranos. So Sam, if you're listening, do you think you can string your soon-to-be ex-husband along for long enough that I could maybe watch The Sopranos for free as well? I'm about to start the 3rd season. Looking at the weekend weather, I'm seeing 70s and 80s and sunshine, which is great news. What is not so great is apparently mosquitoes can now become attracted to DEET repellent. This is new science news, boys and girls. Mosquitoes have learned to become attracted to DEET, which is one of the most common repellents. Now, it still works for now, but these scientific experts are saying that overusing it could make it less effective. And basically, mosquitoes are learning how to work against us in this regard. I mean, it's like they're becoming more intelligent, ain't it? And you think about all of the other scary wildlife that's out there. I mean, there's the West Nile virus mosquitoes. Have we had a story about West Nile virus yet this season? If not, one's coming, right? And now you've got to deal with the hantavirus rats. Can you imagine if a West Nile virus mosquito gets on a hantavirus rat? Suddenly, going to a wet farm in Wuhan seems like a safe place to get some meat for dinner, doesn't it? Have we spoken about Mike D of the Beastie Boys releasing new solo material? It was about 15 years that went by when no new music from either of the two surviving members was released. And then Mike D's put out 2 songs in as many weeks. They're coming along like buses now. Morning, Ian Canfield here on The Mountain. The World Cup hasn't even started, but already we are looking forward to the Olympics, which are happening in Los Angeles in 2028. Big announcement yesterday that Ninja Warrior is going to be part of the next Olympics. Now, that's really difficult, right? I haven't paid close attention to Ninja Warrior before, but there's a lot of defying gravity type stuff, right? Sprinting up vertical walls, that kind of thing. I feel like you need to be an accomplished athlete to take part in Ninja Warrior. So it seems like a good fit for the Olympics. Do you remember, was it the previous Olympics where they added breakdancing and people weren't so sure about that? My rule is that it's not a proper sport if you can do it while drinking alcohol. You know, something like darts. Not a proper sport. I remember being a kid in England in the 80s and darts was always on the TV. And back then, the players would throw darts with one hand and with the other hand, they would clutch a pint of beer and a cigarette. I mean, I guess that takes some kind of balancing skill, but you can't tell me that's good for your core. Have you seen the details for the 250 Great American State Fair? It's a celebration for America's big birthday, and some performers have been announced this week, including Vanilla Ice, Milli Vanilli, and Flo Rida. However, others like Bret Michaels and Mario Lopez have pulled out because they think the event is becoming too political. Mario Lopez said that he had prior commitments. Really? Did he have to go film some videos for must-see movies at hotels on this particular day? You know, when you walk into a hotel room, there's Mario Lopez always on the TV. So listen, I'm curious about Milli Vanilli's involvement in this event, bearing in mind that one of them is dead and neither of them sang on their records originally. But I will say, I did enjoy Girl, You Know It's True, that Milli Vanilli song, being used extensively during the first episode of the Menendez Brothers thing on Netflix. Do you remember that? That first episode was almost comedic, and then it got very, very dark. But for episode one of Menendez Brothers, Milli Vanilli were all over it. And sadly, it didn't spark a Milli Vanilli revival. But do you think the Great American State Fair could? Would it shock you if I told you that nearly 40% of us have admitted to going on a date just to score a free meal? I wonder if that number is rising given the cost of, well, you know, everything at the moment. Ian Canfield here on The Mountain. I will tell you, I have never done this, but I think there are other, maybe less shameful ways of getting free food. This is not an ad because they're not paying me. But, you know, recently I renewed my membership to Costco. I got to tell you, there is no better feeling than going to Costco, getting their cheaper gas, and then going around the store at a time when they have all of the free samples out. Because if you time that right, you can go around and get enough free samples for it to be lunch. On occasion, I've gone back to the same free sample place a second time and just put on an American accent so they think I'm a different person. You could fake a British accent. I'm assuming that you're American listening to this right now. And my other tip is, if you go to Costco on a weekend, right, get your gas, do the free samples. One of the greatest treats is when you're driving home from Costco, you see a sign for an open house. For a house you've got no intention of buying, but you go in there and fake interest because quite often at open houses they have cookies. I mean, that's like getting your free dessert. Very soon there will be people from all over the globe coming to America for the World Cup, and Scottish fans have launched a campaign to make haggis legal again in America. Are you familiar with haggis? It's a traditional Scottish dish. It's kind of it's like a savoury pudding, and it's got a crumbly sort of mincemeat, a crumbly sausage type stuff, right? But actually, the haggis is made from the minced heart, liver, and lungs of a sheep. And therein lies the problem, because since the early 70s, due to federal food regulations, you're not allowed to serve livestock lungs. But the Scots would like to change this. I'm surprised RFK Jr. isn't behind this, right? I mean, he likes to eat exotic things. We saw that video of him from Dr. Oz's house over the weekend wrangling some snakes. I thought he was doing that because he was going to have them for dinner. Next thing you know, RFK Jr. is going to be going to Chris Pratt's sheep farm. Do you see Chris Pratt? He's always posting from a sheep farm on social media. RFK Jr. will be on the sheep farm trying to get some lungs. Sheep's lungs are about to be top of the RFK Jr. food pyramid. Thank you for starting your days with Mountain Mornings. If you missed anything this week, you know we take the newsy bits I discuss and we put them into a podcast, which just takes a few minutes of your time to digest, because we cover the most pressing, serious news stories of the day. If you check out the podcast, you can consider yourself A, more intelligent, and B, fully newsed. Wherever you get podcasts, just search for Ian Canfield. As that's my name, seemed like a good name for the podcast. So, yeah, search for Ian Canfield at your local podcast emporium, or you can get it at 99.5themountain.com. Have a great weekend.